Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Let's get right to it. You're fresh off the Jameis Winston Pro Day.
Oh, I'm fresh, all right.
Of course. But there's now a growing kind of theme around the draft people that Marcus Mariota could go number two to Tennessee. He was earlier. He wasn't. Now he is again.
I've said that since the beginning that I thought, because he is a quarterback and an elite-level player, that I thought they would go 1-2. I'm starting to see that you are too right now. I'm going to hold to it and say he goes number two.
Yeah, I'm still not believing he goes number two, but I'm going to hold to that just because, you know, spread quarterback, and I don't think the Titans need that. Maybe somebody trades up to get him, but I'm not sure it happens.
Well, so. I'm not sure the Titans are the team for him either, but there are teams with multiple draft picks that can jump up there mm-hmm. and try.
Do you want to, though? I'm not convinced they will, but we'll see. Yeah.
Speaking of that, if Mariota is available at three and there are trade offers, how far back can you go if you're the Jaguars?
Well, it seems like there are nine guys mm-hmm. that are, you know, a head and shoulders above everyone else. So are you willing to go past nine? You know, did I ask, is Leonard Williams available to me?
I don't know.
You might take Leonard Williams.
I still think this roster needs great players. Mm-hmm. And so I wouldn't want to go back past, you know, those nine or ten guys that are really special.
Yeah, I'm not sure I want to go back at all, because if you think Leonard Williams, or if you think that number three, four, five guy is special, I'm with you. This team needs guys that other players want to watch practice, want to watch play, who are special, who stand out from the rest. They've got guys who might become that. Don't anybody who's that yet. So if you think three, four, or five is that guy, don't trade back. Take your guy.
Now for the Jaguars in this draft, this is really the first draft in a while that the Jags haven't had to draft somebody to start right away. There's guys in the system now. So with that in mind, is this a needs-based draft or a best available player draft?
Well, I still think it's a draft where you're going to take a pass rusher, and he is going to start. So, I mean, Dave Caldwell, after the first round, would like to have drafts where you don't bring in a starter. Realistically, when you're in the top 10, that guy's going to start. So need, best available, whatever. What you hope is that the best available guy is where there's a need. And I think that's how this draft does play out, because there's so many pass rushers. They're going to get what they consider a need, who's the best available, and I still think it's pass rush.
Well, and you're right. It marries up again this year, although I think a lot of people looking would say, no, you don't take Leonard Williams. You've got that. You need the edge rusher. You need Dante Fowler or Shane Ray.
He can still impact.
Whichever right. one it is that you want. But I would take the best available player sitting there no matter what, and that's Leonard Williams.
And you can still have Leonard Williams Jared Odrich on your roster.
Absolutely.
And get a lot done up front. That's not a, hey, we got this guy, we can't get this guy situation.
Well, and don't forget, I mean, you're still going to be monitoring Cindric Mark's return mm-hmm. with the ACL, and you can put this guy at a three technique. You can put him at five. You can put him at seven.
When you're picking third, you can find a spot for that guy.
Okay.
Brian, we get it. You like Leonard Williams.
Well, it's just a confident opinion, JP.
Apparently so, yes. That's it for today on Jags of the Roundtable.